from Oroville, November 12, 2007. Marlenka on microphone. In studio, Andrea. An interview by Susanna. Here is Jill talking about the Cultural Research in Performing Arts newly proposed institution, which is funded by the Indian government through the Sri Aurobindo Institute for Educational Research.
It's called CREPA, the Center for Research in the Performing Arts. And the performing arts we define as theater, dance, and music, and all those three in combination. It's meant to be a part of the cultural zone, which means it's a school. And we would like to offer all levels of classes on a research level for the students, both young and old, of Oroville, so that they can find their way in this wonderful area of work called the performing arts. And we want to do it, of course, as it is connected with the integral yoga and with the aims of Oroville. One of the questions now, of course, that people are always asking is, well, why do you want to spend so much money on the performing arts when people don't have houses? And again, we have to explain that the money that is given for the performing arts would never be given by the government of India for housing. So it's not a question of either or, it's a question of and. The money that is coming in for housing, God bless it, is appropriate for housing. The money that has finally started to come for the performing arts is much welcomed, and we are, of course, the first thing I have to say is very, very grateful over these past few years to the government of India, who has been our sponsor and has welcomed an opportunity to support the performing arts in Oroville. Without it, we would be out of luck. We would be performing under a tree, which can be nice also. The ambiance is very welcoming, but it lacks a certain sophistication, which I think as you get more deeply into the arts, you work on many different levels. And the level of pure fun and joy in playing outdoors under the stars and having fun with people and is a wonderful level of work. But there is also the finer level of work that Mother was very careful to always insist on, that fineness of detail that Saraswati is supposed to take care of. So that we have to keep in mind also, that the more quality we have in matter, in our equipment, in our surroundings, in the environment that we create to hold our projects, the finer will be our detail of work and our joy in working. And so with this in mind, we have to build this performing arts center.
The French Pavilion presents The Celts, a talk by Gwen Calon, that's Jean-Marc, at Cinema Paradiso on Tuesday, the 13th of November, at 5 p.m. It will be in French with English translation. There will be an Oroville Health and Healing Practitioners monthly meeting on Sunday, the 18th, from 9:30 in the morning until 2, lunch included, at Soma Farm, Moratandi. All Orovillians and newcomers who are working in health and healing are welcome. To reserve lunch and for directions, contact Ingo at 267-7292 or email oroingo@oroville.org.in. Nonviolent Communication Films, weekly showing of a filming of two nonviolent communication workshops with Marshall Rosenberg for the next 8 weeks. 7:30 p.m. in Verite's studio. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thank you for listening.